This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, coming up, we have been totally verified, certified, proven absolutely on target again, just a fact. In fact, it's about 200% right, because it's just way worse than we thought. The Pentagon's openly announced that they've been ordered the last 2 years to prepare for total martial law, the takeover of every U.S. city, for total dystopian collapse. That's a quote. We have the Pentagon's own promotional video about the coming dystopian collapse in preparation for it, not just here, but worldwide. We told you the globalists are engineering a financial worldwide meltdown when they're ready. That's why people in intelligence agencies and others have been trying to block this, because it's so horrible. And now Michael Moore is running around calling for Hillary to be installed as president. And, you know, my writers are great. I just said it's always worse than I'm saying. Here's an example. Great writer Clifford Cunningham wrote this, just came out, InfoWars.com. White House fears sabotage by intelligence industrial complex. Well, no, he doesn't fear it. He's come out and said these are intelligence agencies that are sabotaging. I mean, we had Nancy Pelosi, Chuckie Schumer, all the usual suspects. In fact, let's cue one up. Coming out threatening Trump when he was president-elect, saying, you better watch out. The intelligence agencies you're criticizing can bring you down. He meant Brennan, the Wahhabi agent, openly threatening him. And then he goes back and says, how dare you tell me what to do as the president-elect? They're like, we'll show you, because they're belligerent. They're crazy. John McCain and the CIA leadership, at least at the time, are insane. The news thinks you're so dumb. They're like, the president isn't allowed to talk to Russians. Nobody else is but us. Hillary can meet with them in secret whenever she wants and take money. And then they, again, with people manipulating Trump in his own cabinet, sure, this is an issue. We need to just let the GOP know it's fine and, you know, say that we've had no contact. Yeah, but I told him to call. I know, but just say that you didn't discuss specifics yourself, because only you're allowed to do that, sir, which isn't even true. You find out what the Russians want. And then, well, Flynn, did you talk about it? No, nothing substantive. Just lining up the call for you. But, oh, the Russians were saying, we want to talk about sanctions with the president. Okay, well, yeah. See, oh, my gosh, but nobody cares about the president's new national security advisor being spied on by Obama in the final days when they're a lame duck. I mean, this is so huge. That's why Michael Moore is so arrogant right now, saying, remove him, install Hillary. That's, you know what? I almost wish they remove Trump and install that shaking, doddering. Did you see the photo of her wearing some weird Chinese outfit? I told you she keeps wearing Chinese classic communist era 1960s dresses, the very dresses that Mao Zedong's wife wore. In fact, I screenshotted it myself. I meant to send it to you guys. There it is. You found it. Bill Clinton's wearing a weird leather jacket from the 70s, or is that the 80s? About a 1982 design. And then Hillary is wearing a communist Chinese, or maybe even Tibetan style. I mean, the point is just look at these loons. They think they're rock stars. Billions of dollars stolen, swindling Haiti, meeting secretly with Putin, all their crimes, illegal servers, everything else. And when we come back, Roger Stone joins us from the road, and our big exclusive. Let's see how much of this he's aware of. Priebus next to go as Trump strikes back over Flynn. And I'm telling Paul Watson here on air, I'm telling all my writers, all my people, because I mentioned this to him kind of week after week, and everybody's kind of goes, yeah, I got great writers. But he's kind of, okay, yeah. And then, I mean, the communist Chinese are all over the news saying they're going to help take over our media and help censor Trump and the American people. The big media is saying, and the big tech companies are saying they're going to censor Trump. All during the election, they said they were involved in our election. We've got to have master articles and master videos where all this is laid out, showing it piece by piece, how what they accuse Trump of doing, they've done a trillion times, and then Trump has to go after them and get on the offensive. The Priebus is like, sir, show the party that you're going to be against this and that you're not with the Russians. Show them you're not with the Russians. Fire some people. Okay. And then now you see Trump today. Oh, Flynn's wonderful. He didn't do anything wrong. He now knows it was a big mistake, because they are gunning now foaming at the mouth, and Moore is screaming for, you know, the overthrow and the installation. They're all calling for Trump's assassination. And where are the arrests? Where are the arrests? Where are the arrests?
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
But I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville, would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Down in the front seat, he turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We are here live, broadcasting worldwide.
Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? Instead, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside?
Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside?
Starbound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
All right. Joining us is Roger Stone via the road. He's a very, very busy man to give us the latest from his sources on what's happening inside the Trump White House. So Michael Moore and others admit it's an attempted coup. They want him arrested. They want Hillary installed. They are calling everywhere. So many Hollywood people, entertainers, comics are calling for his murder, but I can't even keep track of it anymore. Republicans are refusing to repeal Obamacare, so he signed executive orders ordering the IRS not to fine people. So now the IRS has announced they will not take $5,000 out of your check. He is just battling to restore the republic, battling to get big banks to loan to small businesses. Yellen is against him now. And they want to raise interest rates so that it hurts the economy. This is just unprecedented. But I told everybody, I told Roger Stone on election night, I said, we can celebrate this a few days, but I said, the battle's just begun. This beachhead is so precious that now the war is just starting. And they're trying to get rid of his security head. That's in the news. They are just, they've taken out Flynn. And the left's making him a victim now, which I think he is, martyr, and saying, oh, Trump ordered him to do it, and it's Trump. And Michael Moore's like, yeah, Trump ordered him. Of course the incoming president told his national security advisor to set up calls with the Russians. That's totally normal. I mean, Hillary went and negotiated with Obama secret TPP deals with private corporations and claimed it was the president's power, which it's not. But you can talk to world leaders. So I think Trump needs to get on the offensive now. And I put together all the mainstream articles admitting the Chinese funded Hillary, the Saudi Arabians bragged they funded her 20%, foreign governments involved trying to stop Trump when he was a candidate. So this thing about the National Security Advisor talked about setting a call up with the president, and they wanted to discuss sanctions with the president. Well, of course they did. That's what presidents do. This is like saying they're going to arrest somebody for breathing. This is unprecedented, and the Republican establishment, in my view, Roger Stone, is the real threat. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi's article on InfoWars.com right now that says that Priebus next to go as Trump strikes back over Flynn. Trump rightfully says the leakers have committed felonies, and it's felonies recording the president's people. So that's certainly true, but you're not one of my sources on this. Corsi has his. I have mine. I sent you the article this morning. I don't know if you've read it, but can you tell me how accurate this is? Because I know you don't want to lose your sources by even putting stuff out. So many times you tell me stuff in confidence, and then I can never tell it, and it comes true. But you've not been part of this story, Roger.
No, first of all, I would have to congratulate Dr. Corsi because he is right on the money. He, of course, reported that despite the fact that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson had a commitment from the White House personnel office that he would be able to interview the candidates for ambassadorships in the top 10 most crucial and most sensitive nations, we learned that Reince Priebus, the White House chief of staff, took a list of 15 to the president 2 weeks ago, unbeknownst to anyone, and running state, got the president to sign off, and the background checks of those would-be ambassadors have begun. To a man, that none of them are early Trump supporters, they appear to all be heavy Republican National Committee donors. I also think Dr. Corsi is absolutely right about the ouster of Mike Flynn being the Pearl Harbor for Trump associates. Make no mistake about this, Alex. First it's Flynn, then it's Stephen Miller, then Steve Bannon. Those are the targets for Reince Priebus and the establishment Republicans.
And notice they're synced up with Michael Moore, who listed that exact list of people and said, then we're going to get Trump. So if Trump could, I mean, I guarantee you know Priebus and them advised him to cut Flynn loose. He's been gunning for Flynn, I mean, from the beginning. I even know that directly, and I know you know that as well. And that has been happening since day one. And so now they're after Bannon, they're after everybody else. But regardless, look at how the media is turning Flynn into a martyr now, saying he didn't really do anything wrong. So boy, they're setting it up to go after Trump right now. But let's talk about State Department, because this is where we have Priebus absolutely dead to rights. It's supposed to be the Secretary of State that vets this and does this with the president. But Priebus, as usual, is running the whole show, trying to fire people who aren't really fired, the rest of it. And so concurring with this analysis, then he's putting people in that aren't qualified or have bad past that could, again, burn Trump. So this looks like intentional sabotage. But regardless, we have the State Department open revolt pushing that they want to stop Le Pen and stop Wilder, claiming they're Russian agents because they're nationalists. This is insane. And going after Trump more. So clearly, we've got a lot of insurrection here. What does Trump need to do right now?
He needs to clean house, both at the White House and in his department. The problem we have here, Alex, is that 80% of the people making decisions on a policy level are still Obama holdovers. We still have not fleshed out our own people in the crucial departments. And when I say our own people, I'm talking about highly qualified Trump loyalists, not Republican apparatchiks whose loyalty is to the Republican National Committee or to the party, but people who are loyal to the president. Let me give you a perfect example. Ed Martin, former chief of staff to the governor of Missouri, counsel to Pope John, counsel to the Archdiocese of St. Louis, former chairman of the St. Louis Elections Board, former chairman of the Missouri Republican Party, speaks six languages, including Indonesian, Republican candidate for attorney general. He is an exceptionally able man who was a very, very early and pivotal supporter of Donald Trump. You've had him here on InfoWars. This is someone who should have been chief of staff, more than capable of it. Instead, we have these party operatives like Rice Priebus, whose loyalty is not to the president, but to the party.
And let's be clear. Let's be clear what the president needs to do. Here's the bottom line. Trump is delivering on his promises to try to cut taxes, stop Obamacare, secure the borders, go after ISIS, get rid of NAFTA, kill TPP. That's all fabulous accomplishments. So he's delivering. But his minions, the party apparatchiks, like Priebus, who's a total minion, as we all know, a groom of the stool for Paul Ryan, are openly sabotaging him, and surely the president understands that Priebus follows him around everywhere and he has to throw him out of meetings because the guy's a literal Republican Party operative. And I know that Trump tried to work with the Republican establishment but to hopefully fix America. They're not going to do it. This is his message. You know, he didn't co-opt them. They're trying to co-opt him. He needs to throw them overboard now.
I couldn't agree more. You have a situation in which the White House is leaking like a sieve. Now, I've been active in American politics for 40 years, Alex. I understand the value of the strategic leak, and there are many times when it's a legitimate political tool. But when you are leaking to aggrandize yourself and to suck up to a reporter, and when you are leaking and you're making your boss, in this case, the President of the United States, look terrible, you're doing an enormous disservice to your principles.
Let me tell you how they're acting, Roger. They're acting like they think he's going to be gone soon, and they're just sucking up to the establishment. They act like conscious saboteurs.
It could not be more brazen. And this was an overreaction when it comes to General Flynn. General Flynn has broken no laws. He could have simply issued an apology to the president and moved on. Instead, Priebus and the party types now have a scalp. And their appetite for blood has been whetted. Now they are going to come back after Stephen Miller, who is an incredibly capable individual who is merely working the president's will on issues.
That's why they hate it. Every time I see Miller, I'm like, who is this young guy? He's on target. It's Americana. It sounds like Trump. The only other person now that we ever see is Miller and occasionally Bannon in an interview. They're the only ones that sound like Trump now. It's crazy. And then anybody that sounds like Trump or is carrying out the will of the guy we elected is being thrown overboard.
And what I think is particularly entertaining is that you have Priebus and Bannon calling reporters yesterday together, insisting that there is no discord. These are like hostage videos is what they're like. Sure, they're going to say that on the record with their minders watching them. But in truth, Steve Bannon is the only one, with the assistance of Stephen Miller, who is protecting the Trump flame, who is protecting the Trump agenda, who understands who elected Donald Trump and why.
Yeah, I don't know all the people like you do, Miller. Whenever I see him, it's like that guy is on target. He's piercing. He knows what he's talking about. He's hard-hitting, and it sounds like Trump because he's actually doing what the president says. I mean, I watched Spicer, the way he had viciously attacked Flynn, and then I see the president in the press conference say how great he is. And it's not good cop, bad cop. It's clear Spicer's doing whatever he wants.
Yeah, well, again, this is the same Sean Spicer who undercut Donald Trump during the election. The same Sean Spicer who told reporters in September if Trump didn't get his poll numbers up, the Republican National Committee would have to suspend its financial support for the Trump candidacy. We, as Dr. Corsi reveals today, we now know that Reince Priebus very carefully moved $750,000 in digital advertising from Donald Trump to Pat Toomey, the senator, in Pennsylvania in the closing days, putting victory in Pennsylvania at real risk. It's extraordinary the way...
It was Reince Priebus running around saying that the popular vote doesn't matter and trying to stop Trump getting the nomination. In fact, I think the only mistake Trump has made is putting this guy in there.
An enormous mistake. Look, better a snake in the grass than an ass in the bosom.
Yes. Absolutely. Good biblical saying. You don't want to have a viper in your pants. It's better to have him in the grass. I agree.
Look, it's very clear. The president needs to clean house. He needs a team of men and women who are dedicated Trumpites, who are dedicated anti-globalists, who see the big picture. The only two members of the White House staff, putting aside clerical positions and advanced people, the only identifiable Trump supporters in the White House staff are Steve Bannon and Steve Miller. Kellyanne Conway, who I have a high regard for, originally was for Ted Cruz. At least in her case, she was for Donald Trump before the convention.
But notice, because she's a genuine person, they're gunning for her now, saying she's committed crimes.
Look, this is ridiculous. She says something nice about Ivanka's...
Yeah, no, here's how it works. They're trying to boycott everything we stand for to bankrupt Americans that are patriots. They're in an economic war with us. And so, yeah, we've got to boost each other and shop with each other and help each other. That's our power. I mean, back in the Clinton Foundation days, at their presidential foundation, they said, we've got to stop conservatives or libertarians or Christians ever creating their own economy or they'll defeat us. They want to starve us out. Sorry, go ahead.
That's exactly right. So Kellyanne Conway makes a friendly comment about Ivanka Trump's line of makeup, and you would think that this was Armageddon. You would think this was a massive bank robbery. This is absurd. The idea that she would be punished for that or held accountable for that. This was a warm comment of 10 seconds, not exactly heavy marketing. It's an absurdity, but there is, as you point out, Alex, a double standard. The Clintons can loot and they can pillage and they can steal literally hundreds of millions and there are no consequences. Kellyanne Conway says something nice on television about Ivanka's makeup line and we act like it's a capital crime.
Well, in the time we've got, is about 6-7 minutes left with you, Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign. Let's talk about where we are right now. I'm not in some panic mode other than the fact that the left and the right wingers are openly saying they want to kill Trump. They want to overthrow him. They want him out of office. I mean, this is the mouth of the Democratic Party. Michael Moore is saying this. They're completely out of their minds. Again, Maxine Waters thinks that Putin has invaded Korea. At the same press conference, Pelosi thinks that Bush is still in office, George W. So it's very dangerous. Their arrogance and... Then I see Trump trying to get his agenda through and the Republicans trying to block it. If I was the president, I come out and say, you know something? And I would have exhibits and I would show where the communist Chinese and the Saudi Arabians gave all this money to Hillary and how she met with Putin secretly twice and all the stuff that's come out and then say, and then Flynn is on the phone setting up phone calls for me and they're recording him trying to act like that's dirty. The president and his people talk to the Russians. That's what we do. That's why we have a red phone. This is insane. Hillary and Obama negotiated TPP in secret with foreign corporations. Probably not legal, my experts tell me. But that's all bygones. I killed that thing. The idea that I'm a Russian spy or all of this is a way to make it sound like you didn't elect me. These people are dangerous, and so that's it. You want the gloves off? I'm going to have Sessions and everybody else start investigating all these reports where the Saudis brag that they put Hillary, in the campaign and all this. You want to fight? You've got one. You're criminals. I think he needs to absolutely get up on his hind legs because it's ridiculous. He's fighting a group of criminals openly trying to organize his murder or impeachment and shutting down the free press and killing our recovery and putting the screw job Obamacare on us, Roger.
Well, listen, Alex, there's nothing like waking up in the morning as I did this morning and reading on the front page of the New York Times yet again that the Central Intelligence Agency has uncovered communications between Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, and Carter Page and the Russians. This story is a total, complete recycle of the exact same story that they ran on January 20th. It was false then. It is categorically false now.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear about this. I should have brought this up first. They're saying, it's all over the news, that you and Manafort and your former business partner, all these other people, were literally working with the Russians when Manafort had elected Ukraine moving into the EU. It's laughable. Meanwhile, if they had the communications, they would have released them, unless they're claiming someone you talked to that you didn't know could be a Russian asset was one. But then that's not illegal. Plus, talking to someone's not illegal. You're a member of the press. But the point is, no one's ever said you're some Ruski. But now they're saying, and as you said, totally recycled. What does this signify?
Well, they say that they have email transmissions and documenting financial transaction. This is really simple. Put up or shut up. We've seen no proof of this. They're just recycling allegations.
And you've been saying, say it again, you want to go to Congress, you want to testify. They said they would before, but you didn't die with the polonium attack, unfortunately. So now I guess they don't want to have you before them, do they?
No, in fact, they don't even want to have public hearings because I think they know that that I would decimate them in public hearings. So would Paul Manafort. I spoke to Manafort late last night. I read his statement in the New York Times. He is confounded. He also categorically denies.
He said he's boggled. He's boggled. He's boggled.
Because this is made up whole cloth. Now let's get to the more important point. John Brennan, the former CIA director, is the source of these stories. I think the wrong person is being investigated here. If somebody's being investigated, it should be Mr. Brennan.
Why is Brennan so incredibly arrogant?
Well, because I think he actually thought he would be, he came in under George Bush. He was retained by Barack Obama. How did this man who refused to be sworn on a Bible when he became CIA director, who admits a longtime involvement in the U.S. Communist Party and support for their candidate for president, how did this man ever get confirmed by the U.S. Senate?
And now he's so delusional, like so many employees are, where they finally think that they're your boss. This is total mental illness. I mean, I've never seen a CIA director go anywhere near this, telling a president, you watch yourself. What the hell?
He actually said, the president better watch his mouth. That's the arrogance.
Yeah, watch your mouth. It's even worse.
Right. So, I mean, look, the real person Attorney General Sessions should be opening an inquiry to is Mr. Brennan. It's time to really expose.
I agree. So time to take the gloves off. Criminal investigation of Brennan. Grab these leakers, all of them, and it's time for them to be indicted. They've committed crimes. It's admitted.
Absolutely true.
What else can Trump do? Because, I mean, they really think they're going to get him on this Russian stuff. I mean, Brennan really thinks he's the president of the United States.
The president should launch his own investigation, should appoint the appropriate law enforcement officials in his administration. I assume that that's justice to get to the bottom of this. If justice cannot find any proof of these CIA claims, then they should say so and put an end to this tedious nonsense. But at the same time, here's the real irony. All of this leaking is illegal. All of this spying on Trump officials is illegal. This reminds me of the entire offensive of the Clinton people. They didn't want to focus on the substance of the WikiLeaks. They wanted to focus or distract people to where those leaks came
from.
That's
right. Let me ask you this, the time we have.
It's immaterial. It's immaterial. The leaks showed that they were criminal.
Let me ask you this. I mean, just in your gut, because I talked to you days before, you said Flynn's gone. He's gone, even though you think it's wrong and it was exaggeration. You can tell me off record, I'd say it on air before, that, yeah, no, Flynn's toast was your quote. What do you think about Priebus? How long can he hang on?
Well, I think he is going to be fairly entrenched here for a little bit. I think he will ultimately go. He seems to have the support of the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, but he's a liability. They need somebody who's not in over his head and whose first and only loyalty is to the president. You see, the game here, Alex, is Reince Priebus would like to limit the access of anybody who has an independent line of communications to the president.
That's right. He's clearly been meeting with Twitter, and they've blocked the public.
Donald Trump, you understand that he insists.
Amazing, Roger. We're going to have you back on soon. Thank you so much. Get his book at InfoWarsStore.com and support us all.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
But conspiracy theories are running wild tonight about the Army's plan for a multi-state training exercise this summer called Jade Helm 15. While the military says it's just training soldiers for the realities of war, critics say the Army is preparing for modern-day martial law.
We really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
What's your problem here? Can you do something about it?
We're training exactly for what?
Think about this piece of equipment is that if somebody is directing fire toward a team that tries to get in, they can pull right through. I don't know if you want to take enemy fire and still try to address the threat. without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but where, what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that, stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that, stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. They have no weapons here locally.
So what happens if the PLR take over? Country run by terrorists ain't good.
Bro, America was founded by terrorists for terrorists. What do you think the fucking Revolutionary War was? History is determined by the fucking victim.
How did you even get into the Marines?
Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Who? Founding Fathers. You mean Thomas Jefferson? You mean George Washington? Paul McGarrett? These guys right here, let me ask you something. Did they try to scare people? They tried to intimidate the British. Did they use acts of violence? Your founding fathers, my founding fathers, were involved in acts of terrorism against British officials.
Jade Helm troops who operate undetected amongst civilian population. And, of course, the military people and the vets are not buying any of it. They're not stupid. You can read about how it's to get the hearts and minds and how to get the public used to working and the local police working with the military. I mean, everybody who's been in the military knows about the secret EOD program going on for 18 years. Their whole ordnance disposal, you know, quote, the Army's going to show up to defuse a bomb. But then you get the internal agreements. It's for everything from warrant service to checkpoints with military personnel in nondescript blue jumpsuits, just like the Army Ranger called in and said they were wearing EPA blue jumpsuits. It's always blue or tan jumpsuits. And it might say EPA. It might say police. It might say Park Service. Training with the police, training with locals in plain clothes, quote, doing suspicious activities, is to train the police to work with the military in covert operations and to condition the military to accept it and to condition the public to accept it. And then when we cover it and talk about it, they practice the PSYOP in real time, putting out disinformation. I can see the script from Army Times to Military.com to Stars and Stripes to Bloomberg to Daily Beast to Vice to the Houston Chronicle. And no exaggeration today. You go search Jade Helm. There are now hundreds of articles, and in almost all of them, yours truly is being demonized. Jones, who's warned of an imminent takeover for decades, keeps claiming it's going to happen, but of course it never does. No, it never does. Checkpoints, TSA, open spying, highway dividers being put up nationwide, open manuals that the number one enemy is veterans and gun owners and Christians. I mean, come on. This is the PSYOP. All right, that's from a couple years ago. Now it's been released by the Pentagon in official videos and documents that they intend to occupy the United States. That was the orders under Obama for a collapse. While the Obama globalist forces have moved to create civil unrest and a dystopian atmosphere. I'm not against the military. I'm against it being used against the American people when the globalists trigger this collapse-type scenario. So after Rob Dew leaves us here in a moment, I am going to get more into this ahead of our next guest joining us because, again, I cannot stress to you how incendiary, how explosive, how serious this time frame is we're all living in. And what we do is totally critical. They didn't want a national debate about how the Pentagon's openly training to take over the United States under federal orders and to merge us with the UN and the globalists. They don't want it known that China's openly announcing, like we're idiots, that they're going to help censor the web and work with Zuckerberg and Google and others. It's all there. It's in PC world. But when we go, oh, look, you're rolling it out. See, when they roll it out all positive, they admit it. When we say, hey, we don't like that, they go, you're insane. The military didn't invade Texas in 2015. We never said that. We said you're training to invade. So, see, they changed the subject, but now it's in The Intercept, it's in Zero Hedge, because it's just linked to the Army's own website. They're announcing everything we told you from Jade Helm. And they're pushing to get it out now that Trump's in because they want to have a debate about this. It's great to have the military for floods or fires or any type of disasters like that, but to culturally run our society because it's collapsing, we don't need that, and it's not constitutional. We need to restore power to the states and the people, and we can take care of ourselves. Then the military can protect our borders and against foreign threats. But this was the globalist model, and it's happening all over the world. Just like the EU said 2 years ago, now officially, we will put EU troops inside every country, take over your military, or you're not allowed to leave. Because we're going to have insurrection because they bring in all the Muslims. They bring in the destabilization force, and then this whole thing unfolds. Now, just because I've learned how the media works, and I want to take a story that's important but make it even more important, I'm going to give you some inside baseball. We get contacted by the vaccine group that is putting on the Robert De Niro, Robert F. Kennedy vaccine event. And they want us to come and be part of it, and then they want to give us an exclusive interview with Robert De Niro. My audience doesn't care about Robert De Niro. I don't care about Robert De Niro. He's in some movies. He's a good actor. Big deal. We're post-celebrity culture. I never liked it. But our audience finally hates it. Thank God we're here. And everybody gets this. I was on a big TV show yesterday, and they're like, absolutely, we don't call anybody celebrities. Everybody hates that term. But I told Duke, I said, as a learning experience, you can go to this because you want to go. And then I said, you're not going to get the Robert De Niro interview. And I said, they'll tell you you're going to get one, and you're not going to get it. They're just having you come to cover it. Because this is the culture in America. Manipulate everybody. This is what Hollywood folks do when they do an event. It's all about gaming everyone and manipulating the crew and who comes. It's a Machiavellian thing. It's like a snake biting you. It can't help it. Well, you know, why is the scorpion, you know, attack the toad? But the reason I said do this is it's good that Trump is bringing in Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I've had on the show, who's right about vaccines being dangerous and there being serious problems. And De Niro's had one of his kids hurt by this. So, you know, he's a good guy on that front. But I said Trump's the one actually traveling the country just yesterday calling for vaccines to be investigated and setting up a commission to bring attention to it and presidential support to go after Big Pharma and the crimes it's committed and the fact that they're given liability protection. And I said, I want you to bring that up to him. And he did. And De Niro said, I don't want to make this about Trump, but if he does something good, that's fine. Yeah, something really good for real kids. Right, De Niro? Because he really cares. He's real. He really wants to help people. And so they got that question in. But you know what? It's not even worth playing. Robert De Niro is that boring. I piss on Robert De Niro. Hey, Robert De Niro, I go on Joe Rogan's podcast, one of the biggest in the world, and it becomes the biggest in world history. Brother, I don't want to be a star. I want to be free. You're a joke that reads off teleprompters. You really care about your kid and other people's kids. You'd admit Trump was right, but you don't do it because you're a coward that goes on shows and talks about punching people in the nose because you act like a tough guy in the movies. You ever really beat somebody's brains out, De Niro? I bet you haven't. No, because I read about you and your dad, the artist, and all the rest of it. I don't care your dad was gay. No chip on the shoulder there. But you were brought up a little candy-ass artist. So stop acting like you're a tough guy. And stop running our military down. Piece of crap. So, Dew is now on. He can tell you how right I was. Everything I said happened exactly as I said. And the only reason I say that is, not from arrogance, but so you know, I know what I'm talking about. Because scum operates the same every time. And here's the thing. I don't care about Robert De Niro. I sent our crew to D.C. because I wanted to draw attention to the fact that people are trying to do something about vaccines. And the good side of De Niro got intimidated into not showing at one of his film festivals a film about vaccines being dangerous. But just everybody fluttering around trying to get Jenny McCarthy and people, she's pretty nice, to get behind exposing vaccines for you. You need to do it yourself at city council. You need to do it by showing people what's on the insert. You're more important than the celebrities. People don't want to hear what the damn celebrities have to say. This whole broadcast is about not being in that orbit. We're about changing the world, bringing the power structures out of L.A., out of New York, and returning it back to the people. The globalists control everybody by these big images. And then you got to go through them and you're nobody because you're not Robert De Niro or you're not any of these people. Trump said in the speech, it's about you and the power going back to you and what you do. You're the rock stars. You're the power. Start acting like it instead of being demoralized TV heads that walk around drooling all day. It's a total luxury to just care less about status and care less about what your dumb neighbors that are into status think. You want to drive a nice car because it's reliable and fun to drive. You want a pool because it's fun for your kids to swim in. You want a, you know, fly first class if your back's hurt, that's fine. But it's not about being a peacock up in a tree. It's not about flapping your feathers around all day. It's about what you actually stand for. So I find it disgusting that he goes on all these shows and calls for violence against Trump, says he wants to punch him in the nose over and over again. You're a coward. You're a wimp, Robert De Niro. I mean, you're such a piece of crap. Filth. Anyways, go ahead. This is sick. Why don't you stand up for the kids instead of just running your mouth? Go ahead, dude. Did everything go according to how I said it would go?
Well, let me tell you what happened. Once we got our questions in,
you guys got it on internal, Mike. Change it over to you go on external or unit. It's echoing with audio. It's best with that. I'll come back to you in a minute. I don't care. Why is my show even talking about Robert De Niro? God! Every time people want to go cover celebrities, it's pointless. Unless it's like somebody because they're interesting and smart, like, I don't know, somebody like Ted Nugent or somebody like Jesse James. Anyways, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
He said it was echoing and he didn't want to hear it.
It's fine. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Y'all have something going on there that's echoing.
Go ahead. Echoing is here. Oh, we're done. Can you hear me? We're done. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyways, there you go. This is what this country has turned into. God, I hate celebrities. I just can't stand them. Oh, I'm not going to be able to broadcast anymore. Just thinking about that little wimp, Robert De Niro, hopping around acting tough all day. And just over and over again, nobody listens to me. Nobody ever cares what I have to say. It's just unbelievable. And all these traitors and all these enemies and all this scum everywhere. I am just so sick of it. Oh, God. The sooner Hollywood completely collapses and that whole pedophile palace goes down, the better. I just don't get how they all have echo audio and then they can't even hear me when I'm talking to them. Get them back on. I want everybody to hear what I told you was going to happen and what ended up happening. It's fun. It's educational. Look at him up on the screen there. I'm not mad at dude, folks. I'm not mad at anybody. This is just real. This is a teleprompter. This isn't a game. I mean, you know, it's just, I'm so sick of it all. Can you hear me now, dude?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, tell folks what I told you was going to happen and what happened.
Well, you said that he probably will not give you an interview. And what happened was, after the press conference ended, I actually talked to one of his media guys. They ushered him out. He did two sound bites and left. And I talked to, when I was talking to Robert Kennedy, we did get a sit down with him.
And then they stalled you and said, don't worry, we'll give you one later. No, I told you specifically. Right. They'll tell you they're going to give you one later because they have no respect for you just so he'd get out of there. And it's like we're like running after a dog turd like it's God. That's what I can't stand. You understand?
Sure. Yeah.
Go ahead.
But what Robert Kennedy said is the media that was there, and there wasn't a lot, but there was some media there. They probably none of them would have shown up had Robert De Niro not been there to be with.
I get president. It, but then all they do is distort all of it. I don't even care. You understand how much I hate celebrities, right?
Oh, no, I know.
Okay, good. It's almost my religion, but just go ahead.
Right.
Well, anyway, beyond that, the press conference, I think, was pretty powerful. There were some impassioned people that spoke about this. He's basically putting out a $100,000 award, Robert Kennedy is, along with Robert De Niro, for anybody who can prove that mercury does not cause damage to little kids.
And we do have the neuron footage of how it destroys the neurons. It's one of the most destructive things electrochemically in the brain. Everybody knows it.
Right. And then he went and showed the studies. He showed the studies that show it is toxic and bad for you. And then he showed the studies that prove it's how it's bad in vaccines. And then he went and showed the studies that shows how it's safe, and there are none. There are literally no studies. And then he showed some manufactured studies that was even a smaller pile that they kind of put together the CDC and the medical community to say that, oh, it's safe enough for vaccines, essentially. So he went through the hoax. He was a very impassioned speaker. When De Niro got up, he talked for literally 40 seconds. He said, I agree pretty much everything what Robert said, and sat back down. But there were other speakers there. There's the DA of Bexar County or Bexar County in San Antonio was here. He spoke out. He's got two kids vaccine damage. So there are a lot of people speaking out about this. Even one of Minister Louis Farrakhan's people was here. And this guy's traveling all around the world and the country showing movies to people. And these ladies, they don't know. He said these poor black ladies, they don't know what's wrong with their kids. And then they see this movie and they put two and two together. They're picking people up that are fainting. They're having to, pick people up off the floor because they knew something was wrong. They knew it was the vaccines, and they were told over and over again, no, it's not the vaccines.
Yeah,
and now the
I apologize for getting mad at the whole Robert De Niro thing. It's not even the vaccine thing or him. I'm glad that the good side of him is exposing this as one of his kids got hurt, and that's admirable. But then saying he wants basically to overthrow Trump and punch him in the nose and physically attack him and all that, I'm just mad at Michael Moore. I'm mad at the whole thing, and I'm sick of the Hollywood celebrity culture. So I'm glad you went. It was a good idea to go, but as I said, to interview the activists and the people that are there that care, not about Robert De Niro. I like the fact that Robert Kennedy Jr. goes around for a long, fighting this because he really cares. My issue is that I'm just so sick of chasing after Hollywood stuff. It makes me physically sick. That's all I'm saying. So I have a little bit of repulsion. Sorry about blew up. It wasn't about you, dude.
No, it's fine. And I understand your passion, too. This is an issue that we've been talking about for years at InfoWars. It's an issue that we both have because we both have children. And, anytime you have children in the game, it changes the dynamic. It changes the perspective. I was talking to the DA, Nico LaHood. He's got four kids. Two of his are vaccine damaged, and two of them he didn't give vaccines to.
Oh, yeah. I've been wanting to get Nico LaHood on. Was he there in Washington?
Well, yeah, he had a really great speech. We talked to him, actually did another interview with him.
Well, good job. Good job getting Robert Kennedy Jr. Good job getting Nico LaHood, and good job. And I'm glad you did get the thing into him about Trump. Man, can you believe all this Jade Helm martial law stuff and more saying install Hillary, arrest Trump? This is getting crazy.
No, there's a lot going on. And so we all have to be vigilant. We all have to do our part. This is Rob D. reporting for InfoWars.com on location in Washington, D.C.
All right, great job, buddy. Can't wait to see all those HD interviews that you and Zimmerman got. We'll be back as I get into the open preparation for total military takeover. And the media will just say I made that up, take that out of context, and I'll show you the mainstream news I'm about to show you when we come back.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Oh,
down. Another ragtag band.
But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yeah. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but I, from what I'm told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Look at that creepy enemy of this country. I mean, Schumer is just the worst. What a slimy piece of crap. God, I'm so sick of these people. You know, when I get mad on air sometimes and act like a jerk, and I apologize for it, I probably said too much about De Niro. He's not that bad. He just does some stupid, cowardly stuff. And he does some good stuff as well, so I apologize. I'm in here with literally hundreds of government documents today admitting the collapse of America is planned, martial law, taking our guns. It's all admitted. It's now in mainstream news, and do I get any, you know, thanks that I was right? But exposing vaccines, exactly what they're doing with them for 20 years. And then, you know, De Niro's people don't want to talk to us. They're like, oh, that's InfoWars. When it's his people that invited us to the damn thing, they using us is what makes me mad. That's where I got mad. In fact, I had to think back why I got mad. I just started getting mad because I realized I don't like being used. And I knew we were going to be used. But here's the thing, dummy. We didn't come there to film you. I want those activists. I want those real people taking action. I told Dude, you're not going to get the De Niro interview. Then earlier goes, well, now they're giving it to us at 2. I said, you're going to hear he left. They're just set you up. That's a classic tactic. And I'm right again. And I'm not mad at Dude. I'm mad at them. Because they're so stupid. They think we're like, worship Robert De Niro's here. Oh, my gosh. And all this other crap. Meanwhile, see, I'm getting mad again. Excuse me. Meanwhile, they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and all sorts of chemicals that are causing massive brain damage, and the inserts say it. The inserts of the flu vaccine, I showed it, says it can give you type 1 diabetes. They go, what do you mean? That's genetic. Yeah, if I shoot you in the head, too, and you bleed to death, it's genetic, you died. Yeah, it eats your pancreas. Burns it out, an autoimmune result. Every year, people I know, like, oh, my kid suddenly got type 1. Nobody had in the family. We eat healthy. What's going on? Did you take a vaccine? They had a big fever and stuff? Funny, that happened a few weeks before, and then they were real sick, and their sugar was up. Yeah. I mean, I knew that 10 years ago. Now diabetes linked to the flu. But it's the flu vaccine. And it's on the insert. But I'm a big evil conspiracy theorist. By the way, earlier I said, hey, guys, I'm going to drink some of it on air. We make me some of the new caveman formula that's going to be the total game changer at InfoWarsLife.com. Somebody just kind of put a scoop in and stirred it up a little bit. I was like, that doesn't taste as good as it usually does because it was only like a half scoop. You're supposed to shake it up in one of those little plastic shakers that you get for, you know, energy drinks or protein drinks. And here's a little protein shaker of your TV viewer. You pour that in on a couple ice cubes. And, folks, it tastes, when it's creamy and thick, I think better than Ovaltine. And it has got all the bone broth and so much more. This is why the ancients, they believe, had such better bones and were so much healthier. You can look it up. People they've dug up from 10,000 years ago were twice as strong as we are. Here's Daily Mail. How modern humans have become weaklings compared to our ancient ancestors who could outrun and outlive today's top athletes. Here's another one. Human intelligence peaked thousands of years ago, and we've been in an intellectual and emotional decline ever since. Why are we getting so weak? Prehistoric humans were far smarter than previously assumed. Modern men are wimps, according to a new book. And it goes on and on and on. Think fast. We are really getting dumber. Forbes. People getting dumber. And they figured out one of the big keys is we're indoors all day. We're not outside. That's basic. But we're not competing, and we're not getting what humans always thought was key, the bone broth. Well, now it's the next level of that. It's caveman, the ultimate paleo. At InfoWarsLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
It's better than Ovaltine.
Visit GCNlive.com.
I never had a mix of that good. This is like a chocolate shake.